Welcome back to Busting Addiction and Its Myths, brought to you by Safe House Rehab Thailand, which now has a spectacular new beach location near Hua Hin, Thailand. Our goal, from beginning to end, is to give you and your loved one the very best chance of a complete recovery. And to that end, you can't imagine a more serene yet astonishing setting than our location near the beach in Dolphin Bay, with the sea a short walk in front of us, and the awesome Samroyut National Park mountains behind our facility, we offer the most peaceful sanctuary one could possibly imagine to begin the journey of complete recovery. You too could be addicted and not know it. A friend said to me the other day that she feels like everything we do is becoming pathological. We eat a lot, so we're a candidate for Overeaters Anonymous. We have sex with more than one person, we should join Sex Addicts Anonymous. We got drunk, so we should join AA. If I choose to call addiction repetitive behavior that causes you and those affected by your behavior major harm, and you can't stop even when you want to, then maybe you have an addiction. That was hardly a scientific definition, of course. Using it as an informal standard, think of the many things besides drugs and alcohol that we know people are addicted to. Compulsively shopping for stuff that you don't need and often cannot afford. You can thank the internet for that. Overspending and borrowing money to cover it. Credit card debt is the chief enabler, and it can become a thief you can never pay back. There's Debtors Anonymous for that. Gambling. The vast majority of gambling is for the sheer fun of it. A small percentage of gamblers account for the vast majority of gambled money and the profits derived from it. Out of control, it can cause more harm more quickly than most other disorders. And there's Gamblers Anonymous for that. Food. There's overeating from time to time. And then there is compulsive binging on food and the variants of eating disorders, including anorexia and its evil twin, bulimia. Overeaters Anonymous has helped many thousands of people develop a healthy relationship with food. Work. We've all heard of workaholics. Yes, there is a Workaholics Anonymous, believe it or not. These are people who may prosper materially, but are tortured by not being able to enjoy their lives in the least. Nicotine. The conclusion of a survey of what substance is the most difficult to kick, nicotine came in at the top of many lists. It's still legal, readily available, comes in many forms, and is unlikely to break you financially, although it's getting taxed out of legal businesses. A user takes hundreds of hits a day. That's the main reason it's so hard to quit. And so there is Nicotine Anonymous for that. Sex. There are so many aspects wrapped up into a sex addiction that it isn't just about the sex alone. It involves intrigue, obsession, deceit, power-seeking, control, manipulation, fear of discovery, shame, perversions, and so on. There are two 12-step programs that help sex addicts become sober. Sex Addicts Anonymous, SA, and Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, which is SLAA. An obsession with pornography falls into the sexual addiction syndrome. Technology. There's using the cell phone 100 times a day to check on whatever, and that is now considered normal. And then there's that person who will not even join a conversation because he or she is scrolling through her stuff on the phone. I know a man whose girlfriend will not put her phone down to talk to him and takes the thing to bed with her just in case of what I don't know. He says she's a phone addict. The research says that heavy social media users are more likely to feel isolated and fall prey to loneliness and depression, unable to make genuine, intimate connections with others. Then we have addiction treatment just for video gaming, which has robbed many a man, 90% are male, of his ordinary life in exchange for living in a fantasy where he can rule as he chooses. According to research, 6% of the global population suffers from internet addiction. That comes in at 420 million people. Apparently, the geniuses running the show have tested a million different ways of getting us hooked. I was part of a campaign called Tech Time Out, which gave out points for those families who put 1 hour a day aside, put their devices down, and talk to each other over dinner. Imagine having to create a campaign just to encourage people to become normal for an hour a day, whatever that means. We all suffer now from what I call continuous partial attention, where we cannot shake off the distractions long enough to be fully present, which is why there are now thousands of meditation teachers and many thousands more meditation apps that are supposed to help quiet our minds. It's very easy to become addicted to something without thinking about it. It comes when you are not paying full attention. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, with a new beach location near Hua Hin, offering the best chance of a complete recovery, because families today are facing new challenges and deserve a better way forward. All in the warm embrace of our staff and our welcoming environment, unsurpassed anywhere in Thailand.